What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Ghost in the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. We are back from our Thanksgiving break. We took a break for Thanksgiving to spend with our families. We hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. Welcome to all the YouTube listeners who are checking this out. And if you're checking this out on your favorite podcast app, be sure to go to Ghost of the Night on YouTube and subscribe to that channel. That way we can get more of you crazy people to listen to us. So tonight we're diving down the true crime rabbit hole. Travis is going to enlighten us in a murder case. Because what says Thanksgiving like murder? Least murderous thoughts dealing with your families. Not my family, but other people's family. So what are we covering tonight? Before,
do we have anything to talk? Do we have any more house cleaning?
We'll get to the house cleaning. Let's give them a listen, a tease, dare I say, of...
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants?
That's it.
Yoga pants. We're talking about yoga pants.
Because I was going to post a picture of some yoga pants and be like, today's hint.
We do have some shout outs. Not really shout outs. Just
wearing fucking work clothes. That's how fucking quickly this all came to be.
I have some, how do I say this? Thank yous to say.
Oh, really?
To the wonderful listeners that we have on this podcast.
Don't mind my boy band feathered hair.
Hey, don't mind my bald spot. I'm going to keep my back to the wall so I don't blind anybody. Anyway, we are a small podcast, but we have a very rambunctious group of listeners.
Yeah.
We do.
I think I'm going to start a private group on Facebook.
I thought you already did.
No, I started there is a subreddit, r/GITN podcast, I think, or Ghost of the Night.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to look and make sure.
What's up? Jenny's here. So here, I want to say thank you. Travis and I want to say thank you to all the listeners who view the live streams.
Fucking chair. Sorry. I'm just I got to get a new chair.
You do. You got to.
Like I'm 5 feet tall. I'm not that Asian. I'm actually kind of tall.
Yes, he's actually taller.
I'm the biggest Asian. I'm the biggest Japanese person. I go to visit my family. Who's the Godzilla?
But Travis and I want to thank our loyal listeners, and we have some proof. We got some stats, our end of year stats from our podcast. This is the audio, definitely not YouTube, but we got some stats back, and there's reason to thank our listeners, because without them, we would not be in the top 30 of all podcasts shared globally.
Mm.
Top 30%, I should say 30%. But when you're dealing
30th percentile,
when you're dealing with millions of podcasts, which there are, because
so many,
I mean, probably half those are active, but that's when you're still dealing with those numbers, to be in the top 30% is a big accomplishment for a small time.
Yes. Look how legit we are. We got a Bigfoot. We have a Chromebook now.
But it's impressive for two delinquents, one elderly.
Right, when you're dealing with two dudes that like give hand jobs to make rent, like,
well, I don't know what you do to make rent.
When everybody knows I don't go to work,
I tried to sell my body.
You know, I be calling off all the time. Everybody at work's like, "Where the fuck you been?" And I'm like, hustling.
I tried to sell my body to make rent, but I was late.
Because you ended up owing.
Yes, it cost me more money than rent to do it. Anyway, but that is one. 30, we are in the top 30% of all shared podcasts.
Woo!
Just to kind of some other little tidbits that I found interesting. We are in the top 15% of most followed podcast. So that means we have quite a few followers, which...
Well, isn't it like follower to listener ratio?
I think that's what it is, yes.
Let's say, because top most followed, that we're in the bottom 1%.
Yes. But so the people that listen to us, follow us. That is amazing, and we appreciate all of your help and all of your time. What else we got? I think about one more. We're up over the past year, 89% followers.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome. Listens, so downloads on the audio feed, is up 123%.
Fuck yeah.
Over the past year.
So it's still abysmal, but we love you guys.
Now, I do not know, and hours watched is up 352%. Or hours, I shouldn't say hours listened. So we're
having, I guess it's technically watched on Spotify now, right?
We're on, no, we're not
video on Spotify.
No, we don't do video on Spotify. We could.
Oh, have we ever?
Yes, the very first. It's
you got to like upload it separately.
No, I got. I have to see. I'm lazy. Let's be honest.
Oh, do you have to like submit it to Spotify?
Yes,
to be
I have
cleared
to. And I have to upload it to Spotify.
Make it easier, Spotify.
And I do not export the video after mm-hmm. I get it.
We have a new capture card if it helps.
I save it, but I don't export it because it takes, you know, an hour to export it to, depending on how long the podcast is. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I have, my time is precious.
Even on the new computer?
It's a lot faster on the new computer. Yeah. But then it takes, then I can just, instead of uploading an audio file to the hosting site, I can upload the video. And I did do it once.
Just have one of the man slaves do it.
Yes, sir.
Get the man's toilet to use it.
Yes, we could do that.
We haven't gone to Chipotle very often lately, so he hasn't had much work to do.
Yes, so
the man toilet got a reprieve.
We might start uploading the videos, but I like to get the podcast out as soon as possible. You know, I like mm-hmm. like this. Hopefully, I'll get out of the audio feed by tomorrow. I might, maybe if we go to the gym, probably not. By Friday. Who knows what we'll do.
But.
What's Tyler saying?
I don't know.
Anyway, is he complimenting us?
Yes.
All right. That's all the house cleaning I got.
Do you
got anything? What did you do over Thanksgiving?
I ate a bunch of stuff, and then I went to work that evening.
Yes, you did.
Picked up the Thanksgiving shift, which really, if I wouldn't have picked it up, there wouldn't have been one. But I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll go work off some of that turkey and the giblets and the taters and the corns.
Yeah.
I was shitting out corn kernels for about 4 days.
All right.
My asshole was like a Gatling gun.
We're not talking shit.
It was like a little kid at a fucking cookout eating watermelon. Just. It was outrageous.
All right. I did. I will say we have to go to the gym tonight after this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I gained like 10 pounds.
Oh, dude. I haven't even weighed myself. But I mean, I was upset with my weight transition. Or my weight loss anyway. And then I came to the realization, I was like, oh, wait, I haven't really been doing that much cardio. I've just been lifting weights. So I'm just replacing.
Cardio's for.
I'm just replacing. Well, which I'm fine with. I'm just staying basically the same size. I'm just getting more muscular and less fatty. Because I will say, the double chin is strong. It's back a little bit since Thanksgiving. And last night was Taco Tuesday, as we all know. So I was all full of fucking chips and
guacamole. But let's be honest. That's what this time of year is for.
Oh, yeah.
It's for indulging.
I made the call. Like Wednesday. I was like, from Wednesday through like Sunday. No. Because I was like, I'm going to have Wednesday and Thursday. And then I'm probably going to have Friday. And then I was off Saturday. And my off day is my off day from everything.
What day are you off this week?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, you're off Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Damn. 2 weeks in a row you pulled that?
Yeah. So if you want, we could do. You work Friday. You might fuck around and get a notification while you're at work.
Oh, hey,
if you want, I might do a solo like Friday morning. I'll do the morning news.
I'll
react to the morning news.
I've thought about doing a Saturday show, like just current weekly headlines, weekly news, but more topical, not necessarily. It doesn't have to be goofy stuff.
Yeah,
just what's in the news. But whether to do it in separate, start a new channel. And do it separate or do it under the Ghost in the Night. Because I actually thought about doing a GITN Media channel.
The kind where you stand up the whole time?
Yes. I wear a suit and tie.
Get a ticker that just says, like just, but instead of actual information, it's just like, fuck, shit, bitch, ass, whore. Like.
Anyway, but I've thought about doing that on a Saturday afternoon.
It would be kind of fun every once in a while.
Just to do it, you know, just
do like Mad Money, but like without any like viable information.
Yeah.
So I'm also want to look into the fucking God damn it. This is the problem.
What?
My brain works
small.
My brain works like a meth addict. Like sometimes it's really good and it just goes super hard. And then every once in a while it disappears for about 3 days. Comes back, smells like feet and fucking corn chips and vinegar. Probably has a venereal disease, and you know, it's just not, it's a little worse for the wear. But
you might want to see a doctor about that.
What are science? But no, I have been thinking about looking into the what's the word I'm looking for here? The rules
of
fuck. We literally deal with it on a day-to-day basis, potentially, by doing this. Royalties and shit like that, to just sit here and do reactions to stuff. Because actually, my manager, who listens to the podcast, shout out to Jorge, he is on board with the camera in the living room / miking up the living room to catch all of the jargon that goes on between the two of us when we're not on camera. It takes so much editing, though.
Fair use, the way fair use works, to my limited understanding.
I know you can't like just continuously show something. You have to be actually talking about it.
Theoretically, you can continue if you have something playing in the background. Like say, the presidential speech. If you want to have it playing in the background or even show it, as long as you're talking about it and making comments, you don't have to break it
up. As long as it's not like you without the express written consent of da 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 da.
Well, I think this thing, as long as you're talking about it and you don't let it run too long without you talking about it.
You know what else I've thought about?
And it depends on what you're saying.
You know what else I've thought about? I've seen this lately from like listening to football in the car.
What?
It's like obviously like we can get the Bengals on WEBN around here because it's a local team, da 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 da, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of YouTube channels where like guys will just watch the game and basically commentate it. I want to fucking do that shit. There's one dude that, like, I don't know if it's true, but he said he was taking shots of, like, ayahuasca tea, like, every time the Cowboys scored. And he said if they fucking win the game,
he barely got high.
we have a winning record, thank you very much. And we absolutely fucking trounced the Vikings. But the Vikings are, like, 8-3.
I don't care. They're still candy asses.
It's just dumb shit that we would totally do anyway. He had like a handle of Jack Daniels or some shit like that. He was like, if they score this touchdown, I'll finish the handle of Jack.
You know, we ought to do that for the World Cup. Watch the World
Cup. Oh my God. We're opening early for that shit.
And
on like Friday or Saturday, they play at like 9:30 in the morning. We're opening for it.
Just make fun of them.
I can make fun of the fucking fans. It's just a bunch of people acting like they give a fuck about soccer.
Okay.
I've never seen so many goddamn scarves in my life.
I think we bullshitted enough. You ready to get started?
I guess.
Okay, let's take a break.
And then we're going to take a quick break.
And then we'll come back.
For some ads.
And what are we going to talk about exactly when we come back? So they come back to us.
Probably mostly my asshole.
No, we're not going to. We're making a New Year's resolution.
It's not New Year's yet, motherfucker.
We're not talking about your.
We got another month left and my birthday's coming up.
So is mine.
My whole birthday episode is about my butthole.
And that will not be live streamed.
Yeah, that is true. So our birthdays are in the same week this year.
Yeah.
Because mine's on a... My go figure, club's going up on a Tuesday. The stupidest fucking day to have a birthday. Not that I give a shit about birthdays, but like Tuesday. Okay, but again, yes, we're going to take a quick ad break.
And we're back. Welcome back. Travis. What are we talking about tonight? What is the topic you're in? Educating
we're not even going to talk about the topic. We're just going to dive right into the story. We're gonna let this one just play out as it will.
See if they can come up with it. Of course, you're going to have to. It's
kind of. Oh, no. It's in the first fucking. The name of this atrocity is in the first sentence.
It's a murder.
Most people haven't heard about this shit. Or they have, and they haven't really dove into it.
I have not heard of it.
All right. Shall we begin?
We shall.
Let's go back in time.
Great special effects here.
Saturday, March 11th, 2011, at around 8 a.m., Rachel, the manager at the Lululemon storefront in Bethesda, Maryland, came to work to open the store, but found that the doors to the store were unlocked. Yes.
They've been robbed. Mm. Somebody robbed them of their ugly
yoga
pants.
Usually not a good start. Because two things happen. Either one, you've been robbed. And the cops are already there. Or two, you got away with somebody forgetting to lock the doors, and you go, and hopefully you have an alarm code. Or else it's going to get real loud, and you're going to have to... Have you ever had to have an awkward conversation with the fucking cops about in a situation like that?
Do I need to tell a story about this? I think I've told a story on this podcast.
At like a job?
No, not a job. At the house.
Oh, I'm talking about at work.
Well, I
feel like it's a. I don't know. I don't know which one's worse. I feel like at work they expect to roll up and be like, "Sorry."
Well, it was.
Fuck you.
It was wintertime, snowing to beat hell. I think.
Christmas time.
I think I'm a senior. Here. I'm a senior in high school. I think. And anybody knows
now you're me, a senior in life.
Yes, I've graduated. But anybody knows me in the wintertime. I will wear shorts and t-shirts, and in the summertime, you might see me in a fucking sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Twice.
I forgot to plug my headphones in.
I forgot to get my homework
out. Put your pants on?
No, I was wearing shorts. I forgot to get my homework out of the car, and the parents were gone doing something, parenting.
Parents?
Yes.
Plural?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. I don't know what time period this is.
I was a senior in high school. How much more specific do I have to get?
I could say that for 2 years.
My mother and stepfather were somewhere.
That makes more sense. Okay. That's what we were looking for.
Maybe they were getting me Butterfingers.
Step parents are not real parents.
Yes, they are. If you have a shitty parent.
You're not my real mom. Nope. My dad married you, not
okay,
me.
Okay, Karen.
I'm going to play bass in my friend's band. Get out of my fucking room, you bitch.
No, but I went out to get my homework from the car. Hmm. And apparently I was not aware that the door was locked, and this door you could open from the inside and walk out with it locked. I shut the door because it was wintertime. I was being
respectful
of
the letting all the heat out.
Exactly. So
Who touched the thermostat?
I walk back to the car, get my homework, walk back to the door. And the door is locked.
Fuck.
So I'm in gym shoes, probably no socks. Hmm. It was the 90s, so short. No, we had longer shorts then. That's
a
right.
Mullet with stacks in the sides.
No, I had a fine head of hair, unlike now. And I think the t-shirt was even a tank top. And it was snowing.
Did your phone just go off? No. Or am I hearing shit?
You're hearing shit. My phone's right here. Okay. So what do I do? There's a window right there.
I've done that.
I was going to jerry-rig the freaking thing up and get it up.
Easier than people think.
And unfortunately, due to my brute strength, I broke the window.
Yeah.
I hawked out on it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Apparently, those little claps were pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Stronger than the glass. So I
take it you didn't have your wallet on you.
No.
People sleep on how easy it is to just fit those locks.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
But I was, like I said,
I've never done so illegally for illegal purposes, just so before anybody fucking asks.
I climbed in the window. I cut my knee. I literally still have a scar on my knee.
So there's fucking DNA evidence.
I'm bleeding like a stuck pig.
The cops come in and you're just.
I'm sitting there trying to stop the bleeding. Bleeding all over the floor.
Fucking sweet.
I hear a.
Come in.
I open the door and there's three cops standing there. This is like 10 minutes later.
And you're just bleeding out. Help me.
And he goes, we have a report of a break-in. I was like, who broke in? He said, apparently you did from the looks of it. Mm. He goes, you have some ID? I was like, I'm sitting here holding my leg.
It would have been great if you were like Chris Angel and you just like slid it out of your open wound in your leg. You're like, yes, I do.
I said, somewhere around here, I don't have my wallet on me because I'm busy trying not to bleed to
death. Hold on, let me drag myself to the coffee table.
So
come on in.
So I immediately point all around the freaking living room at all the pictures of my gloriously handsome face. I was like, any more proof? Yes, I came in and fucking decorated the place.
Right.
And thought I'd heal my wound.
Great idea if you're a burglar, though.
Like and just... he kind of just looked at me. I was like, see that picture? That was my senior. That's a brand new picture. Does it look like me? I live here, jackass.
You in front of like a 5-0?
He goes, well, what happened? I said, obviously I got locked out of the house in a snowstorm in shorts and a freaking tank top.
Parkour.
I mean, what the hell? I know Police Academy is not that fucking hard, but I thought you had to be smart, have more common sense than that.
Clearly not.
Not.
We know better than that.
But my neighbor called the cops on me.
Fucking bitch.
That's all right. All right. Anyway.
That's why when I broke into my dad's house after he passed away, because I didn't have the keys, because his bitch girlfriend at the time wouldn't give them to me, she called the cops on me. I went out there to get his keys to take his car back to his house before I went to his funeral.
Yeah.
And she called the cops on me. They're like, sir. And I was like, what the fuck did I do? Like,
that hoa.
Yeah. So I went around. I called the sheriffs and I was like, hey, can I do this? And they're like, it's civil. We don't have anything to do with that. And they're like, that's probate. We don't have anything to do with that. And I was like, okay. So I went around to the neighbors. I was like, hey, it's me. Don't worry. And they're like, okay. Simple as that. You fucked up, Phil. All right.
All right. Let's go back to the Lululemon.
Again, 2011, March, Rachel, 8 a.m., Lululemon, doors unlocked. So now the night before this day, this fateful day, the store was closed down by another manager named Jaina Murray, which made it even more strange because Jaina was not known to fuck off like that. She was very good at her job.
She took selling her yoga pants very seriously.
Yes, I respect it. She was a good employee for the company of Lululemon, even though fuck Lululemon, how dare you have the audacity to charge that much for your goddamn clothing? Like $80 for a pair of fucking leggings.
And ugly at that.
Like, I better not ever have to buy another fucking pair ever. If they get a hole in them, they better just... And they're fixed. Eat my dick, $80. Are you shitting me?
Hold on a minute.
You can buy a human for $80 if you go to the right button. Third world country.
Let's hit the 15-second back button. You bought
a pair? No. I just know people who have.
Oh, okay. I thought you said if
Oh, hell no.
Okay. I was going to say, if you bought
a pair, if my significant other wanted some Lululemons for Christmas, I'd be like, okay, but that's all the fuck you're getting. You're getting that and a kiss on the cheek. And maybe a card, but it's going to be handmade with crayons.
There you go. And have some macaroni art on it, too.
Okay, so upon entering the store, Rachel saw that there was a broken TV inside the store. Things were fucking thrown around and discombobulated as if there was a burglary or something like that. There was just a fucking, Lamb of God mosh pit in the middle of the Lululemon. Lululemon, do better. Get fucking concert venues inside your stores.
Yes.
It'd be better than what you have now. Excuse me. So the further that she went into the store, the more fucked up everything was. Until she noticed that there was blood and bloody footprints all over the floor. Like pools of blood.
Awesome.
Slayer. Rain in blood! That's where the mosh pit comes from. Now, at this point, she heard what she thought was a groan or a moan from the back of the store, and that's when she dipped the fuck out of there. Good call.
Not me.
I don't know.
I'm all up in it.
I don't know. In that situation, like blood everywhere by myself?
I'm a bit of a
without hard somebody else there to either back me up when the chupacabra comes out, or to be like, yeah, no, I was with him. He didn't do it. That's the first thing going through my head, if I'm being honest, not to be fucking shitty. So she went to the Apple store next door, which had just, I believe, the day before unveiled the iPad 2.
Ooh.
Big booming situation for the Apple store. So she ran over to the Apple store panicking. Obviously.
A little hysteria going on.
And this is when a man named Ryan Huff asked her if everything was all right. Now, after this, obviously, Rachel told him what she had seen in the store, and he volunteered to go back in the store to check on things to see what was going on.
Manly man.
Yeah. Like fucking Robin Hood men in tights. We're men. We're men in tights.
I mean, I've been to a few Apple stores, the Apple bar, and they are some badass motherfuckers.
Oh, let me tell you.
I mean, they can punch a key like a motherfucker.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
They can stroke it.
I'm stroking. So, Ryan then corroborated the super fucked up shit going on in the store and investigated a bit more than Rachel did, which, again, I don't blame the chick. She showed up by herself. Like, I'd be out too.
Hey.
Don't
be a sexist.
Well, again, he found the pools of blood and also noticed that there was blood splatter on the wall up to like 6 feet up off the ground.
Okay, Dexter needs to get in there. And...
Yeah, that's a good one. It's like a Triple H went in there. Triple H and Gangrel at the same time. I guess Gangrel would work. But I digress. So he also saw what he thought was a man lying on the ground in a pool of blood face down, and found a girl lying on her back on the bathroom floor with cuts all over her face, all over her body, her hands everywhere, with her hands bound over her head, and her yoga pants had been cut, exposing her genitalia.
Okay, and the man's dead as well.
Yes. No, the girl in the bathroom, turns out, is not dead.
Oh, okay.
That is the moan or groan that Rachel thought she heard.
Okay, so...
But she is in the bathroom, cuts all over her face, all over her
with
hands.
With an exposed vagina.
Bound feet and arms, and her genitalia are... Her pants have been cut, and her genitalia exposed. Left exposed, if you will.
Okay.
Yes. So...
I see where the story is going.
Yes, so he walks out and immediately tells Rachel to call 911. Yeah.
Good response.
Check. Step one, check. Well, step one and two, I guess. Leave. Then call 911. Or at least, like, shout to call 911. Because I don't know. Anyway. So a female officer from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrived on the scene to find just an appalling scene that was way worse than she thought she was going to find. And come to find out that what Mr. Huff thought was the body of a man was actually the body of Jaina Murray lying face down in a pool of her own blood, and her pants had also been cut open, just like the woman that was found in the bathroom. And Jaina was pronounced dead at the scene.
Okay.
This was the manager that locked up the night before.
Okay.
Okay.
The good worker.
Yes. So let's humanize Jaina a little bit, because I'm actually a fan of the humanization of victims.
She looks like a man from...
And she was face down.
From behind, she looks like a man.
We'll get a little further into that.
What else do we need to know?
We'll get a little further into that one. So, but we're going to humanize her, because I'm a fan of that.
Since when?
When am I not fucking... Do I not sympathize with the parties that are victimized in these... I try to, at least, as much as I can.
Don't play it up for the crowd.
I do.
You're an asshole.
I do. Most of the serial killers and shit, you just find names and ages.
Oh, okay.
That's as far as you can go, really. But you can attest to that.
That's true.
Even with the longest list of names, I list all the names that I can find.
That's true. Okay.
To at least bring
something
to it.
Carry on with humanizing
now,
Jane.
Jaina was an athletic, blonde-haired, lovely 30-year-old woman who... had an affinity for thrill-seeking outdoorsy shit, like bungee jumping, rock climbing, kayaking, all of that cool, you know, upper-middle-class white people shit.
Yeah.
She loved it. It was her gig. So she was also a really good student, a super overachiever, for like great for her, but for no reason, to an extent that is unnecessary. She had visited every continent on the planet except for Antarctica.
Maybe I should get a job at Lululemon.
Wait, there's more.
Okay.
She also competed in the shot put and discus throw in high school, she had records in.
Okay, so she was had a thick muscular build, which explains the confusion from.
She was only like 5'5", I think.
I've never.
She wasn't real big.
I've never seen a tiny, not muscular female shot put.
Well, no, I mean, she wasn't like scrawny, but she wasn't
I'm just saying
she didn't look like Bullrog.
I'm just saying that kind of explains the misidentification in the beginning.
I guess. She also did gymnastics, and she was a pretty fucking good tap dancer, to the point that she wanted to become a dancer on Broadway.
Which one of these things don't fit?
I think she's just overall just did everything.
She's a well-rounded person.
She did want to be a Broadway dancer before she decided to attend George Washington University for Business and Communications, after which she also went after two graduate degrees from Johns Hopkins.
So she's obviously smart.
Yes. But wait for this kick in the balls. She was less than 3 months away from earning those two degrees when she was murdered.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's for some fuck shit. Is that the dog? Fuck you.
I don't hear nothing other than the furnace running.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Fuck it. So she left behind her parents and her boyfriend, Frazier, who she had known since, I think, seventh grade.
Okay.
Cute. Weird name, but cute. Excuse me. So move on to the other person of interest here. God damn it. There we go. The woman found on the floor in the bathroom of the store was... What?
She was the one still alive, correct?
Yes. Was 28-year-old Brittany Norwood. Now, Brittany Norwood was one of nine children in a loving family, normal household. You know, super good athlete as well. Played soccer in high school and college. Played soccer at Stony Brook University in Long Island, to be exact. And she had a penchant for the finer things in life, which seems odd as fuck for a chick that works at a normal-ass retail job. But
Lululemon, damn it.
Well, she was planning on leaving Lululemon to become a personal trainer at Equinox.
Okay.
So, yath queen. Now, Brittany was sent to the hospital with an officer named Deanna Mackey, who was told by Brittany that when herself and Jaina closed up the store the night for the night, she called Jaina after they left to see if Jaina would come open the door for her because she left her wallet in the store.
Okay.
Which, not the end of the world, but according to her, she needed her Metro card because she used public transportation. Then Jaina, being the lovely soul that she was, ended up, they couldn't find it. They looked around for like 10 minutes, she said. And she actually offered her own Metro card to use to get home because Jaina had a vehicle. So, lovely human being. Just, nice, you know, the Mother Teresa of stretchy pants, if you will. So, while the two were leaving the store again, two masked men entered the store and just barged in that motherfucker, as masked men usually do. What?
Okay, continue. I have.
Hold on.
I have serious questions about this show. Okay.
When they entered, they punched Jaina in the head, and one of them punched Jaina in the head while they dragged Brittany to the back of the store and started to cut her just indiscriminately.
Okay.
Just anywhere, anytime. All while calling the girls whores and sluts and using like crazy fucked up racial slurs towards Brittany. Now, throw in, they were both wearing dark clothes, obviously. They were wearing ski masks or ski hats, one of the two. I heard both. Okay. And one was very tall and one was short. And from the inflection and the tone and everything like that of their voice, Brittany thought that they were both white males.
Well, no black man's going to
be caught
dead in a Lululemon.
If you really want to get that dark with it, there is a book about this shit. If you want to know what she said, these perpetrators said to her racially, it's pretty fucked. Like, it would make fucking, I don't even know who to use as an example. I don't follow racism that closely. But it's pretty gnarly.
They were extremely racist.
Yes.
We will not repeat because we do not want to be canceled.
Yes. Now, the man who dragged Brittany to the back of the store then proceeded to rape her on the bathroom floor while calling her racial slurs. And when he was content with what he had done and was done with his side of it, I didn't know what else to say.
Content.
When he was finished, I guess, he then used a coat hanger to sexually assault Brittany multiple times. I believe it was a wooden coat hanger at that. Yes.
Ow.
So after this man made Brittany open the register, after this, the man made Brittany open the registers for him while the other man was beating Jaina viciously, all while Brittany had to listen to Jaina scream bloody fucking murder for so long that her screams just slowly got lower and softer until Brittany could no longer hear anything coming from Jaina. The men then tied Brittany up in the bathroom and left her there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's the rundown up to this point.
Okay.
Let's dive a little further into this. Excuse me.
I mean, knowing nothing about this case, I'm kind of dumbfounded at this point.
It gets a little crazier. Brittany told officers that she pleaded with the men to let her help her friend, and she just kept doing this, trying to help Jaina. And At this point, Brittany was unaware that Jaina had died and asked several times if her friend was okay. And she also proclaimed how innocent Jaina was and how she didn't deserve what happened to her. Duh. No shit. That's a given. So she even went as far as blaming herself for the whole thing happening, because if she hadn't forgotten her things in that store, neither of them would have been there at the time.
Which is understandable.
But awful. Like, survivor, could you imagine that?
Survivor's guilt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that would be fucking terrible, dude. Holy fuck. Like, that's like, I don't even know. There's nothing to compare that to. Let's be real. Okay, so a forensic pathologist stated that Jaina had hundreds of wounds on her body from a multitude of weapons. We're going to break that one down, too. 232 blunt force trauma wounds, 99 cut or stab wounds, over 100 to her head, which had been cracked in 8 places, and her face was completely unrecognizable. And 37 wounds in the back of her head, including a stab wound that went more than 3 inches into the back of her neck, severing her spinal column, which was labeled as the final fatal blow. Now, there was 331 injuries counted on her body, not including the wounds that they could not count because they overlapped with another. So, 331 is the low ball. So, over 100 of these were defensive wounds, which we all know what defensive wounds are.
Yes.
We won't go into that. Now,
watch CSI if you don't know.
Yeah. NCIS, any of them. One of the fucking alphabets.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Chicago PD, all Bones, of it.
Dexter. How I Met Your Mother. Now, the forensic pathologist had never seen...
How I Met Your Mother. I just caught that.
Yeah, you're welcome. The forensic pathologist had never seen so many defensive wounds on a victim in her career, and also added that Jaina was alive for almost all, if not all, of these wounds, except for the one that severed her spinal column. Okay. And mind you, she said this pathologist did over 3,000 autopsies in her career, in their career.
So much more qualified than that jackass in Arkansas.
Oh, fucking dickhead piece of shit. Anyway, so the autopsy provided information that in the time that Jaina was being attacked and killed, multiple weapons had been used, including a hammer, 2 box cutters, a metal piece from a mannequin display, a wrench, a knife, I believe a serrated knife, the, I don't know what to call it, the metal reachy hook. They have it like coals and shit to get shit off the top rack. A razor and a length of rope.
He just used the entire freaking Clue game.
Right? It was...
Except for it was, the revolver.
It was Colonel Mustard with fucking everything.
I mean, do we really need to... Make up your mind.
Right.
Buddy, come on.
Just do it.
Nike. Any one of those would have sufficed.
Right? You would think.
Only need one.
Everybody gets one. Isn't that right, Peter? Apparently everybody gets one. Thanks, Spider-Man. So at this point, there was random fucking tips pouring in from around town that didn't really lead very far.
Mm-hmm.
However, the police did see on, I believe, the Apple surveillance outside, they did see 2 men leaving the area of the crime scene around the time of this event, and these 2 men became the main suspects, obviously.
Easy for you to say.
Well, they even, like, shut up. They even fit the description, like, clothing-wise and physically to an extent. So a detective did a stakeout of the store waiting to see if those 2 would show up again, and they did.
They always come back to the scene of the crime.
And when they did, they were questioned, and they showed them photos and all that shit. But the men told him that they were busboys at a nearby restaurant and they were walking home after work, which was found to be true, and they were completely cleared of everything.
Oh,
yeah.
The plot thickens.
Another one was a homeless man in the area that was known for his violent behavior named Keith Lockett, who the night of this situation was not at the local bar he was known to attend most nights.
This is why I always go to the bar for my alibi.
But he was found to be in the hospital suffering from injuries from a bum fight he got into.
A bum fight?
Go figure. Those are my words, just to clarify. So he was cleared of all this, too. So at this point, detectives started to question the employees from the Apple store, knowing that some of them had to be there when this happened. Because it was not that late. And they had just released a new product. So you would imagine they were busy all fucking day.
And you think there'd still be a freaking line.
Or at least there would still people be there counting down drawers and to doing stock, but whatever. I don't know. Whatever the fuck Apple does. Reach arounds, ties, sewing people's mouths to the buttholes of other iPad users. Human sent iPad style. Two employees were in fact at the Apple store at the time and admitted that they heard something fucking nuts going on next door and could even be seen on security footage standing at the shared wall listening to what was going on, which they obviously didn't know exactly what was going on, but they were actually seen listening to what was happening.
Don't they feel like assholes now?
They described thumping sounds, distressed breathing, screaming, yelling, panting. Even as far as hearing someone say something along the lines of, "Why are you doing this?" and "God help me." The Apple employees said they just chalked it up to drama at Lululemon and they didn't want to get involved. I literally have another bullet point here that says rant in all caps. Yeah. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. If I hear that level of stuff even here next door, like I'm a mind my own business kind of guy. But if I can describe what I'm hearing next door, anything like that, I'm fucking calling the cops. What do you have to lose?
I can't argue with that.
Well, you get a fucking slap on the wrist and they call you a jackass for calling them and there's nothing going on? Like they were watching a movie really loud, dummy.
Well, have you seen, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Have you seen the people that work at the Apple store?
Yes.
They ain't doing that.
What, calling the cops?
They minding their own damn business.
The people at the Apple store, are you kidding me? They look like they have the cops on speed dial.
Yeah, but for their shit, not anybody else's shit.
I mean, either way, you hear that shit, fuck? You cockmongers.
I can't disagree with you. I'm just saying.
Wrong kid died.
I'm just saying.
That's a movie reference most people won't get.
I love Apple products. I hate the Apple store.
I've never had to go there personally for anything. But I mean, I just now got my first Apple product in a really long time. Anyway, so forensic teams found a pair of men's size 14 shoes on a shelf in the store with clean soles, but the shoes themselves had blood splatter on them. Yes. The shoes they found were also matched the shoe prints found in the pools of blood on the floor in the store.
Okay.
Yes. We're getting interested.
This sounds like an episode of CSI.
Yes. Now, detectives spoke to Brittany at her home a day after the attack because her wounds weren't that bad. They were just superficial. She only had stitches in two places. And
I'm assuming they did a rape kit on her.
I would assume so. Okay. I did not see yay or nay on that.
Okay.
I would assume, since they did solidify the term rape in what happened to her.
I would hope so.
So, detectives spoke to her at her home. She told the detectives more details at this time, such as the fact that the men had thrown her down on top of Jaina's body, dead body, and told Brittany that the only reason she wasn't also dead is because she was, quote, more fun to fuck.
Okay, I mean, I can't even make a joke about that.
No, you can't. Like, that's fucking crazy. That's awful.
I guess it pays to be good in bed. Fuck, I don't know.
I mean,
I can't.
Hard work pays off? I don't know. I got nothing for that one, for real. That's too dark.
That is.
Obviously, fuck. She's crying and just losing her fucking mind through these conversations as a 28-year-old young woman would, as anybody would. If this happened to you and they were talking to me about it, I'd be like, butthole was whistling when the wind blew like a whiskey jug. It was so wide open and gapey. The house smelled so fucking bad.
Stay away from me with a wooden hanger.
So when they brought up the shoes to Brittany, she said that they were the property of the store, as in they weren't for sale or some shit like that, like something about, like, I don't know if it was like display, like an alteration, maybe, I'm not sure. They did find it strange that nothing was used to assault these two women had been brought with the people that did it.
Whoa. So
everything that was used to assault them was within the store.
Even the serrated knife?
From what I understand, yes. So they didn't bring anything with them to commit a crime like this. One girl was brutally beaten to death, and the other only ended up with superficial wounds. And on top of that, the bloody footprints were only inside the store.
Something's not adding up here.
Bum, bum, bum.
I think I
smell some fuckery about.
Uh-huh.
There's some horse cockery afoot here.
I think so.
So the extreme details about the description of the behavior and the physical description of the assailants really stuck with lead investigators to be a little strange, almost extreme. Because, you know what I mean? Like it was like somebody was painting the perfect picture of a fucked up human being doing some fucked up shit, which, yes, but also it was just very, it was almost too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's almost too many, there's too many layers to the cake of bad man. You know what I mean? It was like, no, so they're the worst type of person in every way.
Right.
Got it. That doesn't happen that often.
Hold on a minute. I missed this. What ethnicity was Brittany?
Brittany is African American.
Okay, African American.
She's black.
Okay, I didn't know whether she was.
I
figured she was not Caucasian because of the racial slurs.
She was a Nubian princess.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Or some shit.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yes.
I didn't know if she was of Asian descent or.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So. Over the course of this investigation, police found the missing car belonging to Jaina in a parking lot a few blocks away.
Okay.
Inside which, they found blood belonging to both Brittany and Jaina. And they also found a Lululemon hat, which DNA evidence showed belonged to Brittany. Now, detectives brought Brittany in for some questions after all this and asked her if she had ever been in Jaina's car, to which she said she had never been inside Jaina's car, which is clearly a lie.
Obviously.
While detectives were searching for a way to bring Brittany in for more questioning after being caught in a little humdinger with that whole situation. A
little white lie.
Brittany told the police that she had more to talk to them about and comes to the police station with her sister and her brother.
Huh.
Hmm. She told detectives that she finally remembered that not only had she been in Jaina's car, but she had also driven the car the night of the incident. She told detectives that the men had her move Jaina's car from the store and told her that they were watching her, and if she tried to get help, they would kill her. Please hold.
I'm going to call bullshit.
Please hold. If you try to get help, we'll kill you. Didn't say anything about we've got Snake is in a fucking raper van down the street. He's going to follow you. There's no mention of that. What the fuck are they going to do? You're in a car, bitch. Just keep moving. Just go to the fucking police station. Say, hey, they're raping and murdering out here. Might want to go check this out. Does anybody have a Band-Aid?
I'm seeing a flaw in her story.
A little bit, right?
I mean, a big gaping hole of a
Phil's butthole size fucking gaping hole.
Right.
Anybody who's new, this is Phil. Huge butthole. So when they asked why she didn't go for help at this point, she told them that they told her she knows where she lives. Again. Who the fuck cares? You're not going home to tell your mom that some kid fucking kicked you in the shin and stole your Squishmallow. You're going to the goddamn police station to report rape and murder.
I'm just saying this wasn't a very well thought out.
Murder. What, did they have a fucking rope tied to your ankle? They put a shock collar on you?
Maybe they had a C4 vest on her with a cell phone. That'd be pretty cool. Trigger.
Like the fucking pizza guy?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'm just trying to...
make a great movie?
I'm just trying to make sure Brittany's... you know, I'm trying to give her some outs.
It's Brittany, bitch. So then she tells them that after she moved the car, she walked back to the store. And admittedly, because they asked this about this, admittedly walked past other people on the way back who just didn't give a shit or notice the bloody battered girl walking down the street. They were J-chilling, having a fucking Maker's and Pepsi at the local corner store bar, listening to fucking, I don't know, it's 2011, Kesha?
Probably.
And you can't brush my teeth with a bun in the jack. Or Katy Perry, I don't know. Fucking... do you ever feel like a plastic bag walking down the street, a bloody battered hag? That was off the top of the dome. Detectives could sense that they were being told a rehearsed scenario.
Oh, these guys are Sherlock fucking Holmes.
According to what I've found, it was so perfect. Like, she threw in new stuff, but once it was out there, it did not change, other than the car thing. Like, it was always the same.
Which isn't that's not a hint in itself.
It's hit or miss, really, but, like, you know, well, after there's already been, you've already caught somebody in a lie, potentially.
Well, any, what's a detective or investigator will tell you, or criminal psychologist will tell you, that if somebody keeps repeating the same story over and over and over every time
it changes,
they're lying. It's rehearsed. It's
yeah.
People's memories work in us. We have shitty memories, and when you tell a story, you might add detail. You might
even if it's something as minor as being like, fuck that. What was that guy's name? That shit. Like even just right. that.
But if you say, Bob did this at 2:53 p.m. on Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah,
I was wearing
it's never fucking
pink
perfect.
Underwear and a black bra every time. Not me.
No. This is a true story, and I can see it in your eyes. Go ahead. Who's Bob, Phil? Did he have Butterfingers?
No. I want to know where my Butterfingers are.
Did he give you candy?
And he had a white pair
was
of vans.
Was he a nice man?
Yes. He was really nice.
All right. So they asked if there was anything else that she wanted to tell them, even going as far as straight up telling her that they know she's lying and, like, even trying to sympathize with her.
Say, listen.
To no avail.
You know you're lying. Come clean.
Yeah, like, it didn't work. Like, it was just a hard no from jump from old B fucking.
We'll speak to the DA
for you. Yeah. Excuse me. So when the evidence started getting presented to her and, like, her siblings, her sister just lost her shit, had to be escorted out of the room. She was fucking gone. That bitch gone. Bye, bitch. So, Brittany's brother Chris was also present for some of this bullshit.
Yes.
And he was also presented with some of the evidence against his sister and was left in the room with his sister to talk to her. They're like, all right, let's let Big Bro do some chitty-chatting in her old eardrum here, see what he can get going. So, Chris asked Brittany if she did it. Straight up, she told him that she doesn't want to talk about it here.
I don't want to talk about it.
As if you're going to fucking leave. They've already caught you in the lie. There's rape and murder in the fucking air. It stinks with rape and murder in this fucking room. You think I don't want to talk about it here? Where the fuck else do you think we're going to talk about it, sis? You ain't going nowhere. To the point that he informed her, bitch, you ain't fucking going anywhere. If you're gonna talk about it, this is about the only place we're gonna talk about it. I don't think they're gonna let me into the holding cell with you, because that's where you're probably going.
The next time we talk will be a piece of glass between
us. You'll be giving window love like fucking a menace to society and shit. So Brittany told Chris at this point that she didn't want anyone to be disappointed in her.
Too late.
What the actual fuck? I digress once again. So Chris tells her nobody's disappointed in her and we're family. Bullshit, Chris. This is why everybody hates Chris. Fuck you. That is a bold-faced lie. Your sister is being caught up in lies that have to do with rape and murder, or at least sexual assault and murder.
Okay, I have a question, though.
Everyone's disappointed.
I have a question.
It's not that I'm mad. It's that I'm disappointed.
Did she sexually assault herself?
Shut up and wait.
Okay.
So, sorry, I skipped down a little too far. Bear with me. He told his sister that she needs to tell him what she did before the situation gets any worse.
Don't worry about these cameras in the
corners. It's a little crazy. Like, it's like you're a piece of shit, but I get it because is your little sister. Like, I don't know where I fall on the line with her brother. Obviously, like, don't cover up for her. But like, he was trying to cover up for her because it gets worse.
If I had a sister or a brother. If I was Chris, and the police, the detectives or whatever would say, you talked to her. I'd say, I'm out.
If you were Chris, you'd be singing that Lil Dicky Chris Brown song. I woke up Chris Breezy.
No, I ain't talking to her.
He said, it's my dream, Dick.
I always knew this bitch was crazy. I'm out.
So at this point, she started apologizing for what she did. So if anybody hasn't caught on, she fucking did it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So she started apologizing for what she did, and she said she didn't remember what happened.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They never do.
Chris asked her if this was the result of her trying to steal and asked why she fought this girl. First off, that's not a fight, Chris. I hate to break it to you. Second, why'd you automatically go into where you're stealing?
Did she have a past?
But wait,
oh,
there's more. For just $5.99 plus separate shipping and handling, we get more evidence. So Brittany continuously asked her brother if they could see or hear them talking in the fucking interrogation room. And he said, no, I looked. There's no recording devices. Okay, so either the brother's just straight up lying to get his sister to talk because he thinks it'll be better if she admits to it, or he's also really fucking stupid.
Well,
never seen the first 48?
I don't watch those shows.
Okay, but even without watching those shows, what in your fucking right mind makes you think that there's not recording going on in a police interrogation room?
If you do not have your attorney present,
that is the only time. Because I don't even think that they keep you in the same room when it's with an attorney. I'm pretty sure there's different rooms for that.
I'm just going by what I've seen on Law and Order.
Law and Order is factual.
And The Rookie and Castle and all these other shows. If there's
you seem like a Bones guy.
Bones is on the television right now.
It's just because you want to jump the gun. You dirty old man.
Jump the gun.
Her gun.
I do not find Bones attractive at all.
Oh, so it's David Duchovny that does it for you.
David Duchovny's not into that.
Or what's his fucking name?
Angel. From Buffy.
Fuck, what is his name?
David Boreanaz or something like that.
Boreanaz?
Yes.
The Aurora Boreanaz?
Yes.
I'm stupid. So Chris asked her if this was planned, and Brittany cut him off telling him no, and he asked what happened to cause this situation. She said that she did in fact forget her wallet. Chris asked again if she had been caught stealing. You don't hear that?
That's the dog.
Okay.
She's scratching her ass.
I'm just making sure I'm not going crazy. Or trying to steal, at least. Which apparently she was known for doing. This goes back to, like, teammates from her sports days told new girls not to leave shit around the locker rooms. Roommates and shit were told not to leave shit around dorms or around her in general because she stole shit all the time.
So she's a klepto.
Yes.
Okay.
Chris told her that with how many people she had spoken to, there was no chance she was getting an insanity plea. So they have to work with the eternity, Jesus Christ, with the eternity to weave a lie that might get her out of the situation to some extent.
Right.
At least a little bit. So She kept on crying and telling her brother she didn't know what to do. Let me tell you, I didn't know what to do. Not fucking that, stupid. Whatever happened in that Lululemon, that is not what the fuck you do if you get caught stealing or whatever it is.
Well, first of all...
Or let's hold on. Let's take a step back. That's just never what you do. I can see the situation where somebody might be able to justify killing another human being. But that doesn't mean you fucking sexually assault their alive or already dead body.
Bye.
Nobody's been in court on like a self-defense murder charge and been like, you know, I totally get why you killed him, Sam. But why did you stick the fire poker up his asshole? What was I supposed to do, Judge?
I was making sure.
There was a dead body there. What do you do with dead bodies? You put stuff in their ass.
I was going to stoke the fire. I tripped and it fell into his anus 47 times. I'm sorry.
I can't help that. It's not my fault. The gravity is a thing. Stupid. Excuse me. So
I don't know.
Right. So Brittany admitted to her brother that Jaina told her that she was going to make sure the manager knew that she had been stealing, even though she said she hadn't stolen from the store ever.
I will say, hold on, we got to pause this. Gregory in the chat, you are a sick son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
I got a good one. That was harsh.
And I love every minute of it.
Oh, you want to hear a really disgusting joke that we should probably cut out? No, I don't.
No,
it was probably not a good idea to put it on YouTube. That's bad. You're bad. So, Chris told her that she had a physical tell when she lied, where she would look down and to her left, and that she needs to find something in the room to focus
on. Jesus Christ. Did Chris watch The Negotiator?
No, he was there. He was in the room when they were interrogating.
No, but that's...
Oh, no, wait, Samuel Jackson,
Kevin Spacey.
No, he told her she has to find something in the room to focus on to cover up that tell, and even told her that he lies all the time, so he knows how to get around things like that.
Oh, so he's a douche nugget as well.
Yes. So... obviously, at this point, Brittany was arrested.
Obviously.
Because, again, obviously they're watching and listening to this whole fucking conversation, you fucking idiot. If you're going to do something like this, do better.
You need to build Bill Clinton that shit.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman with foreign objects. So.
Wasn't me.
So. This started to reach the public of the town of Bethesda, and they were just floored by this news because, like, there was, like, businesses running into issues of, like, they would have to have multiple people closing stores and shit like that because women wouldn't do it, and understandably so.
I think that should be...
I agree, but, like, understandably anyway. So. There should at least be a couple of you, especially if the sun's down, you know, bad things happen.
There's some sick fucks out there.
Freaks come out at night. I don't know who that was or else I give them credit. And on top of that, they were all fucking shocked because before this, they were all on that this poor girl thing. You fucking bitch. Had a whole fucking town behind you. You piece of shite. Like, you're worse than Patty Pimblett's dog's shit on that lady's sidewalk.
Current affair for you.
My dog's had a proper sloppy shit. Do you have any water? I clean it up. She said, that potty the body on my perch? It is. It's a proper sloppy shit. So Jaina's family heard about all this shit while they were on the way to their daughter's funeral.
That's just pleasant.
Yeah. Before all this, they actually felt bad for Brittany. Having to go through this and wanted to send her flowers to the hospital or to her house and shit.
Understandably. I mean.
Yeah. What the fuck? So. After all this, Brittany sat her dumb shit, fuck off, stupid self in jail for 7 months. Excuse me. And while her calls were being recorded, all she seemed to give a single fuck about was wanting her hair and her nails done. I know Bigfoot's cheeked up, but yeah,
got a hell of an ass on him.
While recording her conversations in jail for the phone in jail, that's pretty much all she gave a shit about. Was she didn't look good, her hair didn't look good, and her nails didn't.
She was going to try to do selfies and shit. She wanted to maybe do a TikTok dance.
Selfies with a C.
TikTok wasn't a thing in 2011. Was
selfies
it?
With a C. and two L's. Selfies.
Oh, I see what you did
you
there.
You fucking bitch. Not you, her.
Well, me too.
So, Jaina's family wanted to go for the maximum charge and the maximum sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Fuck yeah. They also opted to go to a full trial instead of taking a plea deal because why would you not? Like, they, as painful as it might seem and as fucked up as it is, and like, as much as you don't want to hear it, they wanted that fucking dumb bitch to sit up on the stand and say what they did to her their daughter and their sister and da da da.
I get that.
It's fucking terrible.
Right.
You should have to fucking sit there and look that family in the eyes and tell them what the fuck you did to their child that they just had to bury because of you. And I hope she's getting broomsticked on the daily in prison. It's a women's prison. They got to get creative.
Okay. The bristle end?
Both.
Actually, I think a better idea would be like a grill cleaner.
Actually, you know what? I hope she's getting Hitler'd in Little Nicky. Pineapple?
I'm not. Like I said, I'm not my favorite movie.
Oh, the devil shoved a pineapple up at Hitler's ass at 4.
At 4 o'clock every day?
Yeah. Picked out a nice big one, turned it fucking...
Turned that some stem bitch in sideways.
First, I guess. Now, during all this, Jaina's brother actually commented and said, notice how small of a girl she was and was surprised that she was able to pull this off. And also referred, when she walked into the courtroom the first time, he referred to her as a sorry piece of shit. That's putting it lightly. He was actually really nice by calling this bitch a sorry piece of shit.
That's the nicest thing he could have said.
Right? So let's jump to some of the facts that came out over this court case. Brittany had been fired for shoplifting or stealing, whatever you want to call it, from another Lululemon store. And the Bethesda store was planning on firing her because she was stealing from the other employees. And they were... just waiting to catch her straight up.
Surely she wasn't red-handed. Stealing those ugly-ass yoga pants.
Well, no, she was stealing it from the coworkers.
Yeah, like
personal money and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Not those ugly-ass freaking
now,
pants.
I believe the day of this occurrence, the managers had their own little mini meeting about the fact that her ass is getting bounced the fuck up out of there as soon as they catch her in the act. Now, another kick in the balls. Jaina wasn't supposed to work that night. She switched shifts with another manager. And on that night, the night that she caught Brittany with a stolen pair of yoga pants.
Oh, so she was stealing those ugly ass shit.
Which she said she bought while another manager was on duty, but that manager and the transaction reports showed that that was just a straight up bullshit lie.
Obvious.
Shocker. So... and again, I've already mentioned it. This shit went pretty fucking far back. Old teammates and friends said she stole from them, and people actually stopped being friends with her over this shit. And she'd even got out of paying someone for a weave job she had done on her because somebody stole her money from her purse, which she left in the waiting area. No, they didn't. It all came to a head. Like, she was like, I know the fuck. You're lying, and they could just turn into this big knockdown, fucking drag out argument. She unfriended the salon owner on Facebook.
Good. As you would do.
Squid hands.
Once I unfriend you, you do not exist any longer.
Yeah, I guess. So, she's fucking batshit. It gets worse. And we're actually getting pretty close to the end of this.
Are we?
Yeah. So, a former boyfriend of hers that they split up around 2007 said that she physically assaulted him regularly while they were together. She started stalking him and his new lady friend after they broke up and broke into his house, which he shared with his new lady friend. Stole a bunch of shit, like an expensive watch, like maybe a cell phone, some clothes and shit, which caused them to file restraining orders against her, which was approved. But 2 weeks after the restraining orders were filed and approved, they saw Brittany sitting in her car across the street watching them at a dentist's office and then she followed them home, where they called the police, and the cops issued another an arrest warrant for her.
Yeah,
because it's violation of papers. Yeah, we are actually very close to the end of this. So Brittany's trial only lasted a week. That's always a good argument for your innocence. The Apple employees got lectured by the judge. Good.
As they should.
You fucking idiots. Brittany's attorneys were going with the, she snapped, she lost her control in their defense tactics, trying to get her charge dropped from murder one to murder two. So this is the scene that got painted by the prosecution. Jaina was popped in the back of the head with that reaching hook.
The hooker?
Yes, the clothes hooker.
The clothes hooker?
Yeah. And she was then caught by Brittany somewhere by the front of the store. At that point, Brittany, this is all just kind of theorization, obviously, attempted to run to the back door, which actually had her bloody handprint on the handle of the back door. So she was like the emergency exit door with the big push fucking. So she was literally right there until at least getting outside and probably setting off the alarm. So she must have grabbed her right there. And that's where Brittany, I guess, caught up to her and beat her and stabbed her to death. She then moved her car, which at that point, a cop saw someone sitting in this car in the lot down the street. And that is where Brittany sat for over an hour trying to, connect the dots of her story.
Putting this master plan together.
Yes. She returned to the store, put on the shoes to make the fake footprints, unknowingly dragged blood around with her own laces that were bloody after switching the shoes, fucked up the store, slashed herself all to shit, and then tied herself up in the bathroom. The judge did compliment her ability to lie.
Not really. I mean, she... hold on. Okay, let's get to the good shit. How did she sexually assault herself? With what?
With items from the store.
Like, any particular items? They had random 14 size shoes? Did they have random dildos floating around?
No, like the metal rod from the mannequin display.
Oh,
yeah.
Wasn't the same one she used to as just cross contamination.
But yeah, like she was just using items. Huh. There was more than an hour of time spent describing what happened to Jaina during the court proceedings. Like,
well, there was so much done, it'd take an hour.
Well, like, I believe I heard it from a podcast, but I believe it to be true. The judge actually, just to kind of get the point across, like, kind of just on his desk 331 times, and just him sitting there doing that continuously, it took like 10 minutes to do that. So just imagine the amount of time it took to struggle with somebody and fight somebody and then inflict at least 331 wounds on them while sexually assaulting them and killing them. And then assaulting yourself to make it look like you got assaulted and tying yourself up. Like, this was not a short fucking thing.
No.
Because the judge actually said, you're a representation of the worst of human behavior. And he also said, quote, after every blow, you had a chance to think about what you were doing, but you chose to mutilate her. So, long story short, this crazy bitch that got fired from a Lululemon already, stole from a Lululemon, sexually assaulted and brutally murdered her coworker, then assaulted herself to make it look like somebody else did it, tied herself up, went through this whole fucking rigmarole, had a history of stealing, which was the problem in the fucking first place, and now she's got life without parole. Which, I don't even know if that's enough. For this? And where's, and here's another thing. Where's, what kind of, like, we're clearly dealing with a horrifically egocentric, horrifically sociopathic human being. Because where do we also tie in the fact that while you're weaving this story of lies about how you just mutilated your coworker over a pair of fucking leggings, and your job, you just, what part of your mind goes in the direction of saying that the fake people that you've made up that committed this crime that they did not commit because you did it, where does your mind go in the direction of, they told me they didn't kill me because I was more fun to fuck?
She has a big self-ego or ego.
And combine that with, like, she liked all the fancy things in life, but she didn't have fancy thing money. She stole the shit. So, like, I want to know how much fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians and shit like that this fucking trash bag watched.
You know what shocks me most about this story?
What?
I didn't even know Lululemon was a thing back in 2011.
2000 Lululemon.
I didn't hear about this shit till like 19 or something.
But yeah, that's the Lululemon murder.
But I'm not up to date on women's fashion either.
Oh, I'm not up to date on fucking men's fashion.
Obviously.
You look like a peewee football coach in 04.
Bitch, I'm going to the gym here in a minute, so fuck off. I had to dress appropriately so we can get to the gym.
Why? So we can do shoulders? You can puss out?
You can suck.
I have a bad shoulder, he says.
You know what? Keep it up. You're going to get Lululemon'd.
I think I'd win. I think I could come up with way more fucked up things to do.
Oh, I don't do cardio, so I couldn't do all that shit.
Oh, I definitely would out cardio you. Oh. Like, I'm not like a fucking cardio machine by any means. I'm still a fat fuck, but I, just because I'm 20 years younger than you, like, yes. Almost, sorry, 18.
Yes.
Is it 18? That's 17 or 18?
What, you'd be 40 or 30?
I'll be 33 in 2 weeks.
So, 17. I'll be 25 in 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, so I told you it was a doozy. It just turned so fast. Like,
and this is all because she caught her stealing.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't over, you know, a love triangle.
A pair of yoga pants. But, one pair of yoga pants.
But why did she have to blame two white guys? What was that guy?
I think she was just kind of compounding the fucked up shit. It was like, okay, they're murderers, they're rapists, they assault women, they're racist. Like, you're just putting all the bad together.
Checking all the boxes.
I mean, it just...
I'm surprised
they weren't wearing, really, I mean,
white sheets.
To the layman, it doesn't take away from the legitimacy of your story.
Now, think about this. What if those two dishwashers
did it?
No. Got, and the cops were shitty investigators, like,
and they got locked up for
West
it.
Memphis 3 shit.
Oh my God.
Those two got locked up because they were walking to the bus stop on camera. And why did Lululemon not have cameras?
Right. They don't. They just don't.
They don't even, the corporate doesn't even see those ugly ass fucking yoga pants.
Or is it like a Planet Fitness thing where they're like, no, we're not gonna have the security guard. They're definitely gonna look at their butts. I don't know, but yeah, that is for all intents and purposes, that is the story of the Lululemon murder in Bethesda, Maryland.
I
weren't ready for it, were you?
No,
it was more fucked up and more. It's not even that twisty turny. It's like, it's one way and then it's another way. Like, as soon as the one thing gets said, you're instantly like, okay, I have a theory of what's going on here.
The Moon Unit says she just lost her shit when she got caught. Yes, but anybody with a quarter of a brain realizes the jail time for
stealing,
theft, is a lot less than 25 to, or life with no parole.
Yeah. Which, like I said, I think it's redundant to give people, like, multiple life sentences.
Oh, it's kind of...
They should have for this one. They should have been like, you know what? You're getting 25 to life per wound.
I say, here's what I say. You get the option.
Here's what I say. You let the fucking family get their hands on her. Fuck that bitch.
25 years to life.
And I don't say that often. You know I don't say that often. I am usually on the side of, as many jokes as we make, I am usually on the side of women for pretty much anything. Especially in these situations. But fuck her.
I can't believe... Here's what I think would be just. You give her the option. You get 25 years or life, no parole, or you get 35, 40 years, whatever. But you get... how can I say this gracefully? Little Nicky pineappled, Hitlered, every day.
DP style.
At 4 o'clock.
For you get pineapple double penetrated.
For 40 years.
And then fair.
Then we'll parole you.
That's fair.
Walking out all bow-legged about 70 years old.
Looking like a fucking... I don't even know.
No, but you're right. This is...
As walks out of prison, just like the West
Memphis... I was always... West Memphis 3 episode, three-part episode, I should say. It changed my life.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on this pineapple a day for 40 years. Like, she would walk out and her asshole would look like the Demogorgon's face from Stranger Things.
I was a big time. I'm punch the ticket. I don't give a shit how you do it. Death penalty, good. After the West Memphis 3 case, I changed my tune.
Yeah.
You know, there's no... I'd rather life in jail, personally, than... Unless there is 100... I mean, with DNA evidence and stuff, you can get as close to 100% sure as possible, but still. The West Memphis 3 case changed my opinion on the death penalty to a certain extent, unless there's children involved.
Fair.
But this, I'm kind of okay with torture. I'm kind of okay with torture at this point.
Oh, did it give you the login thing?
Is that what that was?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay with torture. You know, a little, maybe electroshock therapy every day.
Over a fucking cooter?
Over something.
Can I just close this thing?
Yeah, you just close it. Or spiked anal beads. I don't know. Something.
Start that bitch like a lawnmower.
I don't know.
Just no. Stop it. Bigfoot, stop.
I mean, I admire the effort and creativity, but you're still a douchebag.
Yeah, you're a dirty bitch and you deserve what you got and more.
You should be locked up forever.
Like, and it's like, it's such a kick in the dick. Like, you didn't even just kill her. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You literally put things inside her body to cover up what you did.
Right. Well, I mean, way to bring us down, Travis, for Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thanksgiving's passed.
What are we going to talk about for Christmas? Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ.
I'd say we could do that guy that murdered his whole family in Hamilton.
What was that one?
That was on Easter. That's our Easter show.
Which one won't... What serial killer won't we do? We talked about you.
That we won't do?
Yeah, you said,
not on YouTube?
Yeah.
Albert Fish.
Is that going to be the freaking Christmas Day special?
Could be. I mean, it's definitely going to be a Patreon show, for sure. There's just two... It's exclusively kids. It's a little dark. There's a couple episodes that are going to be Patreon exclusives for sure.
All right. I just don't know what to say.
But eat. That's all, folks.
This is why I don't like Lululemon.
Did we do enough fake-ass ad breaks?
Hey, they're not fake.
I don't know how often we have to drop them in.
Well, as often as I want. We could have did three if we want.
Oh, so it's just up to us. There's no requirements.
Yeah, no, there's no
requirements. We don't have to, like, every 30 minutes we have to drop.
No. We can do one right now.
Wait, do we get revenue off that?
Hopefully.
No, we don't get enough fucking downloads to get revenue off that shit.
Did I not go over the stats with you? We are in the, top 30% in shared podcast globally. I mean, we're right there with Rogan, baby.
Hey, Sri Lanka loves us. I haven't checked the charts in a while.
Though. I think it's weird because I think something's wrong with the algorithm or something. Because one day we'll be normal, and one day we're nothing. It's weird.
Nothing.
Sri Lanka loves us. We are listened to in 34 fucking countries, Travis.
That's it.
That's it.
That's not very good.
But the ones that listen to us
on Spotify, just Spotify.
Those are the. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That I don't know. Anyway, all right. That's going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for viewing this. If you are watching on our YouTube channel, and if you're listening to us, be sure to go to all of our social media accounts. What are they, Travis?
Ghost_night_podcast on Instagram, GITN.podcast on TikTok.
Ghost of the Night on Facebook.
What's Twitter? Ghost_night.
Or night_ghost.
Twitter r/.
Hold on. I'll look that up.
Let me check. Or not
Twitter. I'll look up Twitter.
Let me check Reddit.
Oh, I didn't know we had a Reddit. Fuck it.
I just made it. There's nothing going on in it.
Yeah. Night_ghost on Twitter. @night_ghost.
Reddit. The subreddit is r/ghostsofthenight. There's really nothing on there. I don't know how to. I'm still learning about Reddit. Are we missing anything?
I think that's it.
Twitter. Patreon.com/GITN podcast. Remember, you got to go to the link or else we won't show up because of cuss.
All right, and we're going to get back.
Pussies.
We are going to get back on that. There is a bunch of those, like we talked about.
I mean, exclusive. We can do one later this week, too.
Yeah, we'll probably do one later this week. But we got some topical that are going to be Patreon exclusives. Yeah,
I wanted to do one tonight, but by the time I got off work and I had to finish my notes and shit, it just wasn't going to work.
All right. So, thanks, guys. We love you. See you, bitches.
Lululemon's overpriced. Still saying it.
Uh-oh. All right. We're out. Take care, guys.
Fuck you, guys.